T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe, on WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no, gotta go to Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM, Joe and
All right, 10:04 on The Fan, and a very good Friday morning to you. The midday show, Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number here at 1 o'clock CMB. We'll come your way. Dove Kramer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. Good show for you today. We'll do a lot of baseball. We'll have Sweeney and Eddie both down from spring training with the Yankees, and the Mets will have them in the 11 o'clock hour. Hopefully, Michael Conforto at 10:30. As I continue to say, I'll believe it when I see it. Do a little golf, too, later on. My buddy Mark Cannizzaro from The Post about this whole mess with Matt Kuchar and his caddy. So we'll get into that a little bit, too. As I cough, we have to start with this, though, because, I'm upset with this. I really am. And you heard the show. If you heard the show yesterday, I'm all for guys getting as much money as they can get in whatever walk of life you're in. You know, so I'm on the record of that, and I believe that. I'm all for that, no question about that. No doubt. As much money as you can get, go out there and get it. But this story I heard yesterday, and I love, obviously, a Met fan. I love Jacob DeGrom. I want to see him play his whole career here as a Met. No doubt about it. And maybe all of this is just, you know, posturing or just, you know, playing the leverage game, whatever you want to call it, that he's doing right now with the Mets. And we all know how the Mets are when it comes to opening the vault. I mean, we've talked about it over and over again with the Wilpons, yada, yada. You know, we all know the deal endlessly. But here, Jacob DeGrom wins the biggest arbitration raise that anybody's ever gotten. He went from $7-something million to $17 million he's making this year. And I know he wants a long-term deal. And like I said, he deserves a long-term deal. He's one of the top three pitchers in baseball, if not the best, coming off a fabulous Cy Young Award-winning season. No doubt. No question, the whole deal. But a couple things are at work here. First, the Mets still have 2 years left of control of him. He's not even a free agent at the end of this year. It's next year. And like I said, he is making $17 million this year, a $10 million raise from what he made last year. So it's not like he's making, you know, $100,000 a year or, you know, the league minimum or even, you know, $5 million a year, which is nothing in the baseball world, especially for a Cy Young Award winner. So I get the whole deal, and I understand he wants a new contract, deservedly so. But do I need to hear Jacob DeGrom, and even if he really doesn't mean it, and even if it's just coming more from his agent now, whoever the agent he has now that Brody's his general manager, do I need to hear from the agent that DeGrom is actually considering limiting his innings this year, limiting the amount of times he's going to pitch this year as kind of a blowback to not getting a contract before March 28th? Really? Is that really? Did I really hear that correctly? Seriously? I love DeGrom. I love him. I want him to be a Met forever. I'm a Met fan, of course. What's not to love? Of course I want him here. But I need to hear that he's actually going to thinking about, hey, you know what? I got to worry about my arm. I got to protect my arm. Maybe I'm going to limit my innings this year if you don't pay me, you know, the long-term deal. Really? Didn't we go through a similar situation with that with Matt Harvey a couple years ago? You know, in the 2015 season, when Scott Burrows basically came out and said, hey, you know what? Matt's just coming off the surgery. You know, maybe we're going to shut him down for the rest of the year as the Mets are on their way to winning the National League East and eventually going to the World Series. Did any Met fan want to hear Matt Harvey say that? And by no means do we look at Matt Harvey and Jacob DeGrom in the same light. I mean, you know, look, I don't know either of the guys personally, but the persona of Jake DeGrom is he's this really good guy, down to earth, good dude, the whole deal, you know, just a really nice guy. Whereas Matt Harvey, the perception is not exactly that. You know, Matt Harvey, it's more about, you know, you feel like it's me. It's all about me. You know, I want to be a star. I want to be seen. I want to be this. I want to be that. Well, obviously, eventually Harvey did, you know, wind up pitching the rest of the year and help pitch the Mets into the World Series. And obviously, we all know what happened in Game 5 in the World Series. And we also know that Harvey was never the same after that season. Did it affect him? Did it help destroy his career by pitching that year and extending his innings like he did? You know, who knows? I guess we'll never really know the real answer to that. But certainly a case can be made. But in this situation, when it really just comes down to all about money here with DeGrom, and as I said, he is making $17 million this year, I need to hear him say that he might limit his innings. You know, if you want to get the fan base, the fans love him. We all love him. Is there a Met fan out there that doesn't love Jake DeGrom? Who is that guy? The Met fan that doesn't love him isn't a Met fan. But I don't need to hear him say, hey, well, you know, maybe I'll only pitch X amount of innings this year. Maybe I'm done after six this year. Maybe I'm going to keep my pitch count under, you know, 80 pitches every time I go out or whatever the numbers may be. What Met fan wants to hear that? Especially when you're getting $17 million and you still got 2 years left on your deal. And again, I'm all for him getting his contract. He deserves the money. That's not even debatable. Of course he deserves the money. And like I said, of course the Mets, you know, the word cheap is always associated with the Mets. Because if they weren't cheap, you know, then Bryce Harper would be here. And maybe I'd feel better about it if Bryce Harper was here. But he's not. And he isn't going to be. But the bottom line is, DeGrom deserves to be paid. But in the same vein, you know, DeGrom, I don't want to hear from him that I may not pitch as much as I could this year because I'm not getting my money before March 28th. Really? I mean, really. And I got to admit, and I guess those weren't exactly the words he used, but he didn't exactly dismiss the possibility. I guess it really came from his agent, but it really, you know, he didn't really dismiss the possibility of that. And as a Met fan, that bothers me. I don't want to hear that. What Met fan wants to hear that? So I'm a little upset by that. I have to say, I'm a little upset today about this whole thing with DeGrom. And look, the Mets haven't even begun to talk contract yet. And hopefully they'll get it done before the deadline, you know, which of course is opening day, as I mentioned, March 28th. Hopefully they'll get it done before the deadline. But I don't want to hear that. Who wants to hear that nonsense? So let's hope that that's all just, you know, a lot about nothing. And he gets his deal. And even if he doesn't get his deal before March 28th, I really hope. And I still feel that maybe, you know, I still feel that Jake is not the kind of guy that would do something like that. But I don't know. Who knows? I don't know the answer to that. So we'll see how it plays out as it goes along. But I'm a little upset when I heard all that and read that today and heard his comments, the comments from the agent and all yesterday. That did bother me a little bit about Big Jake. So we can certainly talk about that, and we'll talk about it as the show goes on. As I mentioned, Eddie Coleman is going to join us from down in Port St. Lucie, and we'll talk to him about that and everything else going on with the Mets, as we will Sweeney with all the stuff going on with the Yankees, and hopefully we'll have Michael Conforto at 10:30. We hope. We'll see. As I said, I'll believe it when it actually happens. The other thing I want to throw out there today is the fact that the Knicks actually won a game last night. And if you watched the game last night, you know, you felt like they jumped out to a 14-0 lead. And, you know, what does a 14-0 lead mean in the NBA? It means very little. And you're not going to shut them out, you know. But they held Atlanta to 13 points in the first quarter. Atlanta did come back, eventually tied the game at one point, but never took the lead. And the Knicks finally end the hideous 18-game losing streak that, you know, the longest streak in the history of the franchise, at least in one season, because they do have a 20-game losing streak that spanned two seasons. So that ends, and Knicks go out and win by 15 over the Hawks. And what does it say about the Hawks that three of the 11 wins the Knicks have this year have been against Atlanta? I mean, really? So the one thing we know, the Knicks are going to win the season series or have, because I don't think they play the Hawks anymore. They only play them four times. and they did lose once to them. So they beat them 3 out of 4 times. Well, what does it say? And I know Atlanta's got 19 wins and they've played better. Obviously, they got eight more wins than the Knicks do. But, I mean, you know, what does that say about Atlanta? Maybe it says that Atlanta was in a hurry to get the hell out of town and get to the All-Star break and have their one-week vacation. That's probably what it tells you. But at least it was like you knew they weren't good. You knew they were going to have to win a game somewhere before the year was over. You knew they weren't going to go 0 for the rest of the season. And, you know, watching the game last night, you really got the feeling that the Knicks really wanted this one. They didn't want to go into the break, you know, with a 19-game losing streak. They didn't want that to happen. And they played a team that they had a chance and had beaten because they said a couple times early in the year, maybe felt some confidence there, even though half the team anymore wasn't even probably playing then. I mean, look at the guys who were on the floor last night. John Jenkins, who actually had a good game. Kadeem Allen. How about this guy? I mean, look, he's a G League player. And I don't really, you know what he is or what he's going to be. I mean, he's played pretty well. But, you know, when Ntilikina and Moutier come back, I'd be a little concerned with the way Allen's playing and with the way Jenkins is playing. And obviously, Dennis Smith had a solid game last night and, you know, finally gets a win, his first win since he's come to the Knicks. But overall, even though I want to see them win the lottery, of course, I want to see them get the first pick in the draft. I think every Knicks fan does. And there's not going to be a heck of a lot more wins. I mean, they only got 11 wins. What are they, 11 and 48, 11 and 47, whatever the number is. So there isn't going to be a lot more wins coming their way. Are they going to win 15 games this year? I don't know. Can they win 4 more games? We'll see. Maybe. But you just got the impression last night right from the get-go that the Hawks really weren't that interested in this game. And the Knicks came out with some energy, came out with some fire, and you could see really were committed to ending that losing streak. So good job. They get a win. You knew they would eventually. What I heard, they didn't really celebrate like they won the NBA title after they won the game, which is good. They were probably in a hurry to get out of town as well to go wherever they're going for this, for the All-Star break. But interesting that they get the win. Is like I said, 3 out of 4 this year against Atlanta.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.